the sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring.
All right, we're back here. And again, in this letter, Patrick Byrne, the CEO of Overstock.com, says, I believe that pulling Overstock's advertising from Fox would represent an inappropriate conflation to my personal politics with my corporate responsibilities. Thus, fellow supporters of Dr. Paul, my answer to you is no. However, I have contacted Fox and told them that as a major advertiser, I believe it is unconscionable of them to exclude Dr. Paul from participating in this forum, thus denying our polity the opportunity to make informed choice. Well, you certainly, I guess he's being responsible, but Overstock.com sure wouldn't get any of my business. Okay. And get rid of that here. And let's back here and check out a couple other things here. Over in England, story came out on January 3rd that doctors estimate more than 100,000 people a week are catching norovirus, which causes, here's a new disease for you, causes diarrhea and vomiting. Workers need to remain at home for 48 hours after the symptoms have gone. Stay away from surgeries and hospitals. Well, I recommend you do that whether you got a flu or not. The Royal College of GPs warned at least 56 hospital wards across England and Wales have been closed to new patients. The Worcester Acute Hospital Trust says it is canceling all non-urgent operations until the 9th of January because of what it calls unrelenting pressure caused by the virus. Royal Oldham Hospital has 11 wards closed, which is more than a quarter of its total. Birmingham Heartlands Hospital says six areas of the hospital are affected. Some hospitals, including two in Bristol and one in Bedford, have told people not to visit if they've been sick or if their visit is not essential. Health Protection Agency confirmed the number of cases this year is the highest since 2002. Norovirus, known as winter vomiting disease, is the most common cause of infectious gastroenteritis in the U.S. Wash your hands regularly. Use Miracle 2 soap, by the way, so you don't infect anyone else, and stay at home at least 2 days after the symptoms have gone, says Professor Steve Field. And the illness can occur at any age because immunity to it is not long-lasting. It's not normally dangerous, but the very young, very old are at risk of complications from dehydration. The bug can be spread by contact with an infected person through contaminated food or water, or by contact with contaminated surfaces or objects. Outbreaks are common in hospitals, nursing homes, schools, and cruise ships. Other hospital wards, closing hospital wards, contains the virus and prevents it from spreading to new patients. And Professor Steve Field, of the chair of the Royal College of GPs, said the surveillance...
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sometimes I think life is just a rodeo.
Yeah, sure is. And the ride's getting rougher. My number here is 800-313-9443. I had a talk yesterday with a guy who wanted to be a guest on the show, but he couldn't get up this early. One of these California late-nighters, I guess. And asked him if he wanted to work with me, if his organization wanted to work with me. It was a Institute of Historical Review, Mark Weber, who had some kind of legal difficulties with the Spotlight or American Free Press. And, I can't do that. We've got our own agenda here going. You know, the number of patriotic organizations out there that don't want to work with the media, I mean, it's not like we're Fox, ABC, or CBS competing with each other. We all need to be working together, and the Free American is, if you're not supporting the Free American and and the Free American supporting Ron Paul, then and you're supposed to be a patriotic organization, then there's a problem with you, I think. Let's see. Our number here is 800-313-9443. I'd like to hear your opinion. I'd like to know what's going on with you. And I haven't heard anything about the thought the New Hampshire caucus was on the 13th, but I got a call in yesterday that says it's it was yesterday. So I don't know about that, and I'm trying to find out. Now, Fox News. Why are they afraid, Fox? Now, this article from the American Jewish Committee puts out something by called A Real Jew News. Has an article in it called Brother Nathaniel Kapner. And it says all articles that may be reproduced only with original authorship and link. But kind of an interesting look at this, because Brother Kapner says Ron Paul is a true American patriot. Ron Paul is advocating such American issues as his policy statements, National Homeschooling Week, religious freedom of speech rights, anti-abortion laws, and the question of immigration. There's something that's just too American and Christian about all these views. And Brother Kapner says, I grew up as a Jew. I know how the Jews think. Jews shudder before anything that smacks of Americana. Homeschooling, for instance, is largely an American Christian movement, and Jews can't relate to it at all. But American Christians who have been at the vanguard of the homeschooling movement simply don't want their six-year-old children to see videos of two men holding hands and kissing, as shown in public schools, in their promotion of perverse homosexual anal sex. By the American Federation of Teachers, AFT, a Jewish-run organization, promotes homosexual lesbian perversity in our nation's public schools. Ron Paul obviously is against this Jewish homosexual agenda aimed at undermining the morals of our American youth, as outlined in their Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. This may be the first time I've ever seen a Jewish author advocate and talk about the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. That's a forgery. Don't you know that's a forgery? Oh yeah, yeah. What's a forgery? Oh yeah, exact copy of the original. Yeah. So let's take the immigration issue that Ron Paul's rails against. Jews were the ones who have been pushing for open immigration since the early 1900s. In 1965, the Jew Jacob Javits, then senator in New York, led the passing of the open immigration law, which brought in millions upon millions from third world countries. Well, Javits' Jewish supporters, millions upon millions of them, cheered him on when he said before the Jew-owned television cameras, let's open the floodgates. And I'm going to click on this one for a second. It says, here's what Ron Paul has to say about open immigration. The much vaunted Senate compromise on immigration is a compromise of our sovereignty. Today, the majority of Americans want immigration reduced. The cultural and political situation was very different 100 years ago. Indeed, the cultural and political situation was very different 100 years ago. Once upon a time, we had a Christian consensus and Gentile American Christians running our nation. But the Jews run our nation today, and Jews want nothing more than to destroy Christian culture in America. see. Rudy's got a Jewish wife, Judith Nathan, and got American candidates like Ron Paul are too American for the Jews. Jews can't relate to American candidate, patriot candidates like Ron Paul. In other words, Ron Paul is just too American, too Christian for Jewish taste, and patriotism and Christianity go hand in hand. Why? Because this once great former Christian nation of ours, now a Jewish nation, was founded upon a European Christian culture and a Christian worldview, and Ron Paul epitomizes just that. Jews run the media, any American with half a brain knows this. The Jews will only promote under ABC's, NBC's, and CBS's those candidates. They say what they permit them to say. Rudy Giuliani says the Jews like to hear about Israel and immigration laws. You see, Rudy Giuliani is married to a Jew. By the way, so is Alex Jones. She's Rudy Giuliani's third wife. This is not too American, but the Jews love it and will have carte blanche with lox and bagels on top of Giuliani and Nathan White House. Can the American candidate Ron Paul stop the Jews? Ron Paul has an uphill battle ahead of him. Many are saying that the Jewish press is laying low on Ron Paul for now. It's just too soon for the Jews of the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and Newsweek and Time Magazine to start smearing Ron Paul. But the Jews who smeared the Christian candidate, Pat Buchanan, a conservative, whom they labeled an extremist, like me, same people, ADL, Southern Poverty Law, are in their consulting rooms now planning their strategy. My hunch is that the anti-American Jews, that is the anti-Christian Jews of the media, will start calling Ron Paul a right-wing reactionary. Isn't that what we just heard from Glenn Beck? So you see, friends, Jews use terms like reactionary, extremist, fascist, and racist to form a negative public opinion of those that threaten their hegemony on U.S. politics. But soon, very soon, all Americans who love this nation, who will not let Jews destroy it, will turn their finger-pointing spears of the Jews toward them, saying, hey, you are the reactionaries, you are the extremists, you are the fascists, you are the racists, go back to your synagogue and shut up and leave us alone. And that comes from Brother Nathaniel Capper in Dillon, Colorado. Now, he also says here are this American Jewish committee here, which may not be Jews at all. This may be a Christian site. They say that Jewish survival, the Death of America, they say, was enacted in 1965 with the signing of the Open Immigration Laws in 1965. While serving Jewish interests, the Open Immigration Law of 1965 was the beginning of America's death as a unified nation. Jews were behind the law, promoting, lobbying, and bribing the law into existence, while with the fanaticism equaling the most dedicated Muslim terrorists. Jews have continually evinced hostility towards American Christian culture in their aggressive efforts to change it. The Open Immigration Law is a prime example of that hostility. Get Brother Nathaniel's further opinions after this message. And you can call at 800-313-9443 if you want to talk to me.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Number, you want to call in? Awfully quiet today, guys. What's happened? The New Year's take a toll on you? 800-313-9443 is our number. And this whole... this whole thing, I wondered, you know, well, as this was happening, as this, the flow of 30 million illegals were coming up here, why were the ADL, Southern Poverty Law, going after people like Casey Nethercott, who were trying to stop them, who were trying to inform them, who wanted to, and Casey wanted to help me with the Free American. They shot him and then put him in prison, and this was on 60 Minutes. They took away his 70-acre ranch down in Douglas, Arizona, after I'd gone down to visit him. They took it away from him and gave it to the two illegals. Well, and these same ADLs and Southern Poverty Law have been demonizing. And Michael Chertoff, another Jewish entity, a Zionist entity, and I still refuse to believe that all Jews are bad. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go there. I believe that people are trying to, that there are people that want to run the same freedoms in America that we do. But see if we can if I can find this here. Yeah, okay. Then this open immigration law of 1965. The writer of this article says Jews are paranoid people. Wherever the Jews go, they fear anti-Semitism. That's because they have a guilt complex, and for good reason. They fear homogenous Christian culture, of which they would never ascend to influential positions. Rather, in a homogenous Christian culture, Jews are looked upon as Christ killers, and this is why the Jews tried to get Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of Christ, removed from the silver screen. Another example of what characteristics the Jews push for open immigration, which characterizes the Jewish push for open immigration, can be seen in the following 1948 quote by David Pedagorski, former director of the American Jewish Congress. Jewish survival can only take place within the framework of a progressive and expanding democratic society, through its institutions and public policy gives expression to the concept of cultural pluralism. And here's the names of the people behind the open immigration law of 1965. Senator Jacob Javits of New York, Senator Emanuel Seller of New York, Leo Fizer, former president of the American Jewish Congress, Norman Potterhertz, a writer and member of the Council of Foreign Relations, all Jewish. And Senator Jacob Javits played a prominent role in the Senate hearings on the 1965 bill. Javits authored an article entitled, Let's Open the Gates, that proposed immigration levels of 500,000 per year for 20 years with no restrictions on national origin. Congressman Emanuel Seller, who fought for unrestricted immigration for over 40 years in the House of Representatives, introduced a similar legislation resulting in the Seller-Hart Bill, the precursor of the fatal bill of 1965, and Leon Fiver, a so-called Jewish intellect, translate Christ-hater, wrote many books that propagandized for open immigration. And Leon Pondhurst, a former leftist, now a Jewish neocon, he's still a leftist, also wrote many articles promoting open immigration. And Jewish organizations such as the American Jewish Congress, the Jewish Federation, the ACLU, and B'nai B'rith, which is, of course, the foundation of the ADL, filed briefs in support of open immigration before the Senate subcommittee in the early 60s, leading up to the passing of the 1965 laws. Now, the 1965 open immigration law is presently fulfilling the aims of the Jewish conspiracy, as seen in its effects. The U.S. Census Bureau projects by the year 2050, European-derived people will no longer be a majority in the population of America due to the massive influx of immigrants since the signing of the bill in 1965. Most of the immigrants come from third-world nations whose customs, religions, and culture are far, far removed from anything remotely resembling Christianity. Within the context of the Jewish-informed, multicultural America, these immigrants are encouraged by the Jews to retain their own languages, customs, and religions. The Jews have given these immigrants a moral mandate to expand both demographically and politically, and expand they will and do, but any attempts by European-derived peoples to retain demographic...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Hey, I could hear the music that time. Going out, coming back in, at any rate. The, I'm over here in the chat room, and, yeah, Fox seems to be extremely pro-war. Ron Paul is totally against unnecessary wars, and as all of us are here. The unconstitutional wars are crimes, and these are crimes committed by by Congress if they're not stopping them. The Fox News, Happy War Talk, leads, James says, leads its viewers to believe things are going well in Iraq. And James also said, when Sally Field is accepting her Emmy Award, Fox cuts off her anti-war speech right before damned wars in the first place. Clause 8, Section 8, Clause 2 of the Constitution, Article 1, Clause 1, the Congress shall have power to declare war, and Clause 12, to raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be for a longer period than 2 years. Let me say, we've been here for quite some time in Vietnam and Afghanistan and Iraq. They didn't do any of that. And folks, in my video, if you haven't got it yet, you need to get the video, The True Face of FEMA. Colonel John Brinkerhoff, in lecturing law enforcement.
Hi, you have a caller.
Okay.
Rita in Colorado.
Okay. They're telling you, he's telling you, it's going to be a long war, maybe longer than the Cold War, and it's going to be a war fought here in America, and we are seeing that right now with the illegal aliens, 30 million illegal aliens in here, and they're already responsible for more deaths in America than the Vietnamese were responsible for on our American soldiers. They've killed more civilians here in America, and law officers too, than they're admitting to in Iraq. Rita from Colorado, welcome to the Free American.
Oh, hi. I like your show.
Well, thank you.
You know, one thing I wanted to talk about is we get on the show, and you guys, you know, you announcers get on, and you say, well, these Jews and those Christians and whatever, you know. But you never kind of, like, explain that part. You never explain what went bad in England, you know. And
what went bad in England?
Oh, really? I mean, the bankers, you know, destroyed a culture there.
And the Rothschild family has run the Bank of England for about 200 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, now...
And, I've told you that the, you know, we, World War II saw three communist countries... all linked by the bankers and financed by the bankers. You know, Jacob Schiff, a Jewish banker, international banker, financed the Bolshevik Revolution and set up the Soviet Union, and the same people are at work here in America setting up the American Union.
Right. So anyway, you know, you call those guys Jews, you know, but now you just look at the news, and... this guy, and Benazir Bhutto, who's, you know, a British, you know, British intelligence, undoubtedly, you know. She wasn't Pakistani. They kicked her out twice. So, I mean, the only place that, you know, she's got any place to call home is Britain. And, you know, she's got a son who was named Bhutto until, you know, she was dead, and then they give her his other father, you know, credit, you know. Now, we know who Jews are, and he's going to Oxford, Christ Church, Oxford, you know, where the Christ Church Cathedral, so all the
and,
Jews can take over that.
Oxford is the home of the, where Bill Clinton went, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, multi-fathered piece of shit from Arkansas, just the kind of crap they like, you know. That's not who angels are, people. They don't breed. So they're going to call this piece of shit the Dauphin, you know, because England had killed their angels off. That's what the bankers did. They turned all their aristocrats into Nephilim. You know, oh, wait, the Scarlet Pimpernel makes it back to England, and now he's got to make Nephilim with a Jew, you know. So that's what England was. You know, the people, the fight was really with Friedrich Wilhelm III, who the British, you know, and the Jews had, you know, to send into exile. That, you
yeah,
know, who kept the
yeah, I pointed out a number of times on here
right.
know, that the our founding fathers fought the New World Order of their day. The sun never sets on the English Empire.
Yeah, well, there are, but I still think there might still be, you know, good people in England. I'm hoping for
oh,
that.
Oh, I'm sure there
know.
Are.
And,
there
and
are
what,
good it, Jews out there, too, but the people in the media, the people that manipulate the media...
They sacrificed
the Jews in World War II.
Right. So what I'm really, really hoping for in Pakistan, what we saw went down, was MI6 taking down British intelligence, because MI6, I have to think, is still, it might be some good Christians in there. You know, that's what I'm hoping for.
Well, the CIA really is probably involved in that, too.
Yeah. They, well, of course,
you know, we supported, and we saw that Pakistan had the their nuclear weapons, and now they're talking about, Bush is talking about sending the special forces to recapture the nuclear weapons if Pakistan goes down. Musharraf declared martial law there, and then he claimed that Bhutto had it coming to her because she stuck her head out of a window.
Right. So anyway, you know, people of you know, right now, if we are people of faith, you know, and believe in what we're doing, you know, if we're working for defense or whatever we're working for, don't work for a Jew. We don't have to, you know. Just say you're a Christian. You're not going to work in a Jew organization for doing Jew work, if you're in the military.
Yeah, but even your churches have been taken over. Your Christian churches have been taken over.
Oh yeah.
You know, you. We've been fed the whole line from Schofield about Jews being the holy race, and
they have to descend before they can ascend. They got too much shit in their DNA. They got to get rid of some of it.
We're practicing Judeo-Christianity, which is an oxymoron. The Talmud refers to Jesus as the son of a whore and says he's boiling in excrement.
Yeah. So, but you know, listen to what Bob Bowman said, and he said that Christians should be underground now, you know. So we're Christians. We know who we are. And these people in the churches, you know, they have to work for us. And when they don't work for us, you know, that's a problem. And sometimes what we're going to have to do is find some people that should not be able to attend the Christian church, like Wesley Clark, that Jew piece of crap. You know, if I find him in any of my states, you know, places where Christians live, he should not be allowed in a Christian church. We should find him trying to get in there, and the men should just push him out. That's the way we get our country back. Okay?
We have to do something, and you know, that's why the free America. That's what I'm talking about today. This whole immigration thing. We got 30 million illegal aliens in this country, and probably a number of other, probably 20 million. That are here legally, that are working. They think they're bringing their people in, and so they're working to take over the politics. Like in California, you know, we've got the Mexicans running Los Angeles. I think the mayor and you know, a lot of the congressmen there are Mexican, so they're supporting the illegals. We had 700,000 illegals marching in the streets of L.A., and Homeland Security didn't pick up a single one of them.
Yeah.
And Homeland Security, and remember, this is you got dual citizenship. You know, it's not just the Jews, it's a Zionist in there. And Michael Chertoff, whose name, by the way, means devil in Russian, he's prosecuting our own police officers and using the illegal alien drug smugglers by giving them immunity to testify against the drug agents that tried to stop them. That was in the last issue of the Free American.
Yeah, but you see all of their plans, they had to do so much stuff at once, you know, and they had to fight so many things at the same time. You know, some of it, I helped Holland stop the commies in Europe, and, you know, I'm proud of that. But, you know, they had to have all these things happen so that they could start bringing in their racism everywhere they wanted to put it. And it's not going to happen. You know, they know that. They have already failed. But we have to be educated, because what they're trying to do now is infiltrate us and give us a whole lot of disinfo so that, you know, when we say we're Christians, then, oh, we don't know what we are anymore. You know, but there's going to be a point where everybody is going to know who Christians are. Because that's the way Christianity is
based on
truth.
The Judaism has been referred to as, or communism has been referred to by the Jews as Judaism for the masses.
Yeah.
Are you aware of that?
Yeah, well, it just seems like it's kind of the same people that, you know, they're kind of just hypocrites that change their labels, you know, a lot of times. You know, I mean, I find somebody, you know, on the internet.
They did, the Jews, when they took over the motion picture industry, you know, they used stars like Rock Hudson and Tony Randall and changed their name so they wouldn't sound Jewish.
Yeah. And they knew what they were doing because they know who Christians are, you know. They know who Christians are. They know how we breed. So they stuck all their Nephilims where we wanted our angels and said, oh, look at the nice Nephilim ladies. Don't look at those angels anymore. You know, that's the way it went. But it's just as simple as
Marilyn Monroe, they asked her what the benefit of the Oscar that she won was. She said, well, it just means I never have to have oral sex on a Jewish director anymore.
Yeah, it's just crazy, you know, and all these things that came from that, you know. Christianity was the religion, and people are just doing knockoffs on that, and then we're talking about the knockoffs of the knockoffs, and we just should start from the basics, you know.
Well, this article that I'm sharing with you, that about the Jews have given these illegal immigrants a moral mandate to expand demographically and politically, and expand they will. But any attempts by European-derived people to retain demographic, political, and cultural control in America are represented by the Jews as being racist and moral, and now it's going to be homegrown terrorists.
Yeah, well, they tried to do the same thing in Europe and the same thing in Australia and the same thing they can't do it everywhere because everybody's sick of them everywhere. They are.
Well, they've gotten run throughout history. They've been doing that throughout history, and they've been run out of so many countries, but now they're back in all of those countries.
Well, you know what? It might be the best if we run them out of every country at the same time, you know, because that's what it comes to. We've got to run them out of every country at the same time, and we're going to talk about stuff, you know, and that's how it's going to be.
Well, you know, the bottom line here is in this article that I've been sharing with you, the Jews are guilty of the ruination of America, and what can we do to stop them even now before the final slicing of their knives and to... the effecting of the circumcision of our nation, the only answer is for each and every American to pray for the reemergence of a Christian America. There is no in-between. We must make the best of a bad situation. Let's all make a commitment to Jesus Christ and regular church attendance. Well, again, I'm not pro-church here, so you have to use your own judgment of that. Then and only then, he says, is the writer here, More than conquerors through him who loves him, and who will we, the conquerors, vanquish. This is Brother Nathaniel, street evangelist, reading this. You know, we are in a war. I mean, even Colonel Brinkerhoff, lecturing law enforcement in my film, True Face of FEMA, tells us we're in a war, and it's going to last longer, but this one's going to be fought on American soil.
Yeah,
and but they're not telling us who the enemy is. They want to build the Muslims up as the enemy.
Well, if they can, you know, if they can stick these hermaphrodite ignobles down our throats, you know, and keep us thinking that England is good people, you know, that's a bunch of crap. I mean, England is on the bottom below America in the eyes of a whole bunch of the world. You know, really, you know, so. We've got to figure that out, you know, and when we look at a movie like The Scarlet Pimpernel, we got to figure out England, you know, those guys didn't really win, you know, the church had already fallen, you know, that is going back to King George III, you know, heck. So we've got to get it straight, you know, we got to think the whole thing through, and it'll work out, I think, really. Because they just can't fight all the fronts at the same time, and they won't. And so what we can do, like with the Lakota Nation coming out, and the same thing we should do in the churches, like I'm saying, keep Wesley Clark out of a Christian church. Well, keep Zionists out of the Western churches, you know, and keep Zionists out of the Eastern France churches. And all of this NATO crap can just kind of shrink into their own little place, you know. And fine, they can be the Atlanteans right there, and they won't breed, you know, they won't, because they're not Christians, they're pseudo Christians, and I think that's what really kind of happened. Is a thing that we've got to face is like after World War II, we didn't really get Jews and Christians. We kind of like some of our Protestants were Zionist Protestants and thought they were Christians, but they didn't really like, you know, Christians. And how can Christians not like Christians? It doesn't make sense, you know. The guy that was here before you, I called him one time, and he got taken aback because he says he's an Orthodox Lutheran, you know. And so you got to understand there's a way, you know, there is a faith, Christian faith, and if you're part of that faith, then you got to respect the other people of the same faith, even though they're not maybe the same denomination, but they're Christians. All right, thanks.
Hey, thanks, I appreciate your call.
Goodbye.
Because I'll take a second opinion here. 800.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back for a few minutes, and okay, just checking here. I want to see, Ron Paul had a few things to say on Jay Leno. And thanks for I'm really glad we had to put that up. Robin Williams has a plan. He says, Robin Williams, while he was doing a show, wearing a shirt that says, I love New York in Arabic, came up with a perfect plan. What we need now is for our UN ambassador to stand up and repeat this message. I see a lot of people yelling for peace, but I've not heard of a plan for peace. Here's one plan. The U.S. will apologize to the world for our interference in their affairs, past and present. You know, Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin, Tojo, Noriega, Milosevic, Hussein, and the rest of those good old boys. We will never interfere again. And then we will withdraw our troops from all the world, starting with Germany, South Korea, the Middle East, and the Philippines. They don't want us there. We would station our troops at our borders, no one allowed sneaking through holes in the fence. And all the illegal aliens would have 90 days to get their affairs together and leave. We'll give them a free trip home. After 90 days, the remainder will be gathered up and deported immediately, regardless of whom and where they are. They're illegal. France will welcome them. All future visitors will be thoroughly checked and limited to 90 days unless given a special permit. No one from a terrorist nation will be allowed in. If you don't like it there, change it yourself and don't hide here. Asylum would never be available to anyone anymore. We don't need any more cab drivers or 7-Eleven cashiers. No foreign students over the age 21. The older ones are the bombers. If they don't attend classes, they get a D, and it's back home, baby. The U.S. will make a strong effort to become self-sufficient energy-wise. This will include developing non-polluting sources of energy, but will require a temporary drilling of oil in the Alaskan wilderness. The caribou will have to cope for a while. And don't forget Colorado. And we'll offer Saudi Arabia and other oil-producing countries $10 a barrel for their oil. If they don't like it, we can go somewhere else. And then go somewhere else to sell their production. About a week of the wells filling up the storage sites will be enough. If there is a famine or another or other national catastrophe in the world, we will not interfere. They can pray to Allah or whomever for seed, rain, cement, or whatever they need. Besides, most of what we give them is stolen or given to the army. The people who need it often get very little, if anything. And we'll ship the UN headquarters to an isolated island somewhere. We don't need the spies and fair-weather friends here. Besides, the building would make a good homeless shelter or lockup for illegal aliens. And all Americans must go to charm or beauty school. That way, no one can call us ugly Americans any longer. The language we speak is English. Learn it or leave. Isn't that a winner of a plan? The Statue of Liberty is no longer saying, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. She's got a baseball bat, and she's yelling, you want a piece of me? I'm Clay Douglas. My number's...
With